You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I am joined as always with
Andrew Chamberlain.
And today we have the opportunity to have Shane Briggs actually join us once again. He's agreed to join us for this episode. And in this particular episode, I think, Andrew, we're going to talk about seven things that you must quit doing if you want to succeed. Is that right?
Yeah, it's an article written or posted by Dr. Ruplian. And we're going to be going through these seven things.
And it's seven things you must quit doing if you want to succeed. So the first one here is worrying things won't work. So the first question I have, we'll start with Chris today. It's not something maybe we like to admit, but it's a reality I think we all face. Worry is a part of our life, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that this subject has ever caused you issues in stepping out on your own? Like, man, I'm thinking this, worrying. Could you relate to that?
Yeah.
And if so, add a little bit to it there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, one thing that we've spoken about previously is 2009, I went out on my own, man, started my own business, failed less than a year. So certainly over the last few years leading up to 2018, finally, my wife and I decided we're going to step out on our own and start our own firm. This crept in over and over and over. I don't know if it's going to work. Yes, I've learned a lot. Yes, I've become a better attorney. But what if the clients don't come? What if we can't find ways to get clients in the door? It may not work. So absolutely, this is something that definitely prevented us. And then finally, man, I had to kind of step out in faith. And here we are now, going on 3 years later, and we are still going well. So
yeah, I think, we can look at this from the lens of starting out, but we can also look at this from the lens of
trying new things.
Sure, absolutely. Shane, you were talking, in your episode when we were learning more about you, of how COVID has kind of helped you learn some new things to do. You talked about the screws, change
out for sure.
Yeah. So have you dealt with any situation where you're like, man, I've started out, it's going well, but maybe I got to take it in a different direction and kind of worried about how you would do that?
Well, for sure. As a business owner, you're worried that you need to get a lot of work, especially if you have employees, and if they're counting on you, them and their families are counting on you schedule more work throughout the. I mean, right now I'm booked a month out, and that's my comfort zone. I like to be booked a month out. When I get that 2 weeks or 1 week only booked out, I'm kind of worrying. Sure. I'm kind of freaking out, and I talked to my girlfriend about the whole situation. She's like, don't worry. Don't stress yourself out, because all you're gonna do is pass it on to your employees. They're gonna see that you're worrying, and then they're gonna start worrying. So you just gotta try to keep it calm and collected.
I think one of the things that we gotta do, especially when we're worrying about a business starting out or already in the business, is you kind of gotta go back off of some of your past experiences and say, I've been through something like this before, or I've done something similar, I've seen others do something similar, to kind of give yourself some help to get through it. Any other ways that you would encourage people to, Chris, help themselves combat the worry? Because I think we all deal with it in different ways.
Yeah, I mean, just like you said, look back on prior successes and hustle. Know that, listen, I'm not going to allow there not to be food on the table. I'm not going to allow the business to go under. I'm going to do absolutely everything that I have to do to make sure that we succeed. And I'm not going to be afraid to pivot, right, if I need to. So if I'm trying something, it's absolutely not working, hey, let's go ahead and move forward and try something else out. And here's the thing about B&I too. This is the Winning Edge podcast. We have 60 plus other members in the chapter who have a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of business experience that we can lean on. Hey, I'm struggling in this area. Hey, go to somebody who's been in business for 20 years, 30 years, whatever it may be. Hey, how do I get through this? Did you experience this? And they can help you get through that. So I think that's one of the ways we can lean on our B&I chapter to help in things like this.
Phenomenal. Yeah. It goes back to our theme this year, mindset matters.
That's right.
Use that mindset of like, I'm not going to fail.
Yeah, that's right.
I've said that to so many times to the people I interact with. It's like, you just have to make up your mind. This isn't, We're not having this happen.
Yeah.
So I think that's wonderful. We all deal with it, but there are ways to combat it. B&I is a great way to combat your worrying in business. That's awesome. Thanks for that. Number two, if you're going to succeed, you have to quit putting things off. Procrastination, right? I would dare say with the gentleman that we have at the table today that we've all learned that procrastination does not pay.
Mm-hmm.
We're all kind of doing our own thing, working right here. Give me an example, Shane, if you will, of how, you talked about how at the beginning you were doing, you were still working for a company and you were going on the weekends. You know, you're putting in a lot of work. That kind of mindset, how did that prepare you to run your own business not being able to put things off?
I was the biggest procrastinator ever, actually, because once I knew that I wanted to have my own business, it was hard for me to break away from the company that, you know, had me going for 15 years, and I didn't know if I was gonna have my own work and support my family and stuff. And once I made that move of putting things off, I succeeded. They say if you're in business for the first 3 or 4 years and you're still going, there's a chance that you're gonna be more successful than other businesses that haven't been, you know, so long as 1 or 2 years.
So, I mean, you could say you were the biggest procrastinator, but at the end of the day, you weren't because you did it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, in the beginning, I was, but, I mean, I learned a few things, and you can't put things off, for sure.
Yeah, one of the things I've learned specifically leading, we with Jericho, one of the challenges that we face is we've got all these different plates spinning at the same time. You know, we've got the shelter, we got food, we got our stores, we got our recovery program. And the challenge that I've learned, the challenge for me has been, if an issue arises, it's really simple to be like, well, I got to go look at something else real quick, you know. But I've learned real quick that if I don't handle that problem then that problem will only become more of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You have to handle it right then. Mm-hmm. I would say probably as an attorney, I would say that you've counseled your clients plenty of times on something similar, or where you've seen that in your own practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What we can't, you have to have control of your calendar, right? Whatever your calendar is, you have to have control of that. And one of the ways that that I make sure that I have time to do everything that I set out to do is making sure that it's on the calendar. If it's on the calendar, I'm going to get it done. You know, if I don't get it on the calendar, well, then it may or may not get done. One of the thoughts I had the other day, though, is I was doing just this. I was putting a thing off. I'm like, I don't really feel like dealing with this today. And the thought popped in my head: my future self, future Chris, is going to hate the Chris is doing this right now. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, if we think about that, and that future self could be a few hours from now, it could be tomorrow, it could be a month from now, but there's no reason to put ourselves in that position down the road if we could take care of the issue right now. It's only going to get worse. It's not going to go away. Take care of the issue, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So don't put things off.
Yeah.
You know, if you're starting out, you've been in business for a while, just realize that the problem's not going to just magically go away. You got to deal with it. So don't put it off. Keep pushing forward. Third one here, half-hearted efforts. You know, it's interesting that this one's here because it seems so, well, duh, you mm-hmm. can't have a half-hearted effort. But the reality is this, is that there's many people out there that, you know, maybe this is negative, but they don't give their all.
Yeah.
And that's the reason they don't succeed. That's the reason they don't make it. You know, we're talking about mindset matters this year in our chapter, and I really like that. So half-hearted, the opposite of that is giving it everything you've got. So
Chris, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So Chris, take it from there. So how would you encourage someone in a different field than the field that you're
yeah.
in? You know, what can they do to create some of that energy to have that full approach?
Again, I think this one of the things we talk about in BNI and the Winning Edge is the idea of your why. Know your why. Why is it that I do what I am doing? And if we are passionate about what we are doing, right? If we love what we are doing, if we love helping people based on whatever service or good we are providing, then we're not going to be half-hearted. We're going to love to see that happen. Again, in my field, what I get the opportunity to do each and every day is help our veterans who fought for this country get the benefits that they're entitled to, that they deserve, right? For their service to our country. Each and every day, I'm able to see, you know, veterans. Sometimes I have homeless veterans that go from that situation where they don't have a home, a roof over their head, to where they're getting, you know, well over $3,000 a month and completely change their life with a significant amount of past due benefits. I love what I'm doing, right? And because I love what I'm doing, I'm not gonna be half-hearted about that. I can't be. I can't afford to, and my clients can't afford for that. So, you know, I would say know your why. Know why you're doing what you're doing. And if you're not passionate about what you're doing, I would even consider maybe looking into another field that you will be passionate about, where you will give your all.
Yeah. Danielle Rush had talked to me about that in one of the last meetings we had together.
Yeah.
And she did a really good job of articulating that, why that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
And I would totally agree with that sentiment. Know that why, that passion.
Yeah.
It's very
yeah.
good. This fourth one says here, giving up too soon. I want to really turn to Shane because I feel like this is a good one for him. I don't feel like you've given up. You kept working. You kept doing the, you know, you're working for this other company. You're starting your own. You kept pushing. Don't give up. Now you're at it 4 years. Is that correct? 4 years?
Yep. This is my fourth year.
That's awesome. So what lessons have you learned about not giving up?
You have to keep advertising. You have to stay on top of things. You can't just give up when you're starting your business. If you give up, you're never going to succeed. You have to be 100% or nothing. And if you're nothing, then the business type of being your own business is not for you. If you got good drive and you're 100% and you're giving your all and you're not just pity paddling around, then you'll succeed for sure.
Yeah, I think one of the key things that I've learned with this idea is that the reality is this: most times you start out in something is you're going to fail at some point. So I've tried to teach myself this, and I've heard different people who sell say something like this: expect so many no's before you get a yes, or you know, earn 20 no's before you get a yes, or something like that. One of the things I've really pressed at, you know, where I'm at with Jericho is just expect things to go wrong. So when they don't go wrong, you're happy.
Then you're good.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because if you have that mindset, and I don't think that that's necessarily a negative mindset. I think that is just you're facing reality better. Just keep giving it, you know, keep trying, because it's going to be challenging. So I'd encourage you, whatever field that you're in, expect adversity. Expect challenges. You're going to have competitors. You're going to have people that are going to work really hard to succeed, and they're going to work really hard against the business that you're going. So expect that, and don't give up. You got to keep fighting. Keep fighting there. So let's move on to this next one. Fifth, stressing too much. So this kind of goes back to that first one a little bit with that anxiety aspect, but stressing. One of the things that I've learned, and before I turn this over to Chris, is that if you are in a stressful mindset, you're not in the right mindset. You can't think. You can't facilitate. You can't do things the way that you need to do. And I think we can talk in just a moment about maybe some ways to help relieve that stress. But stress, I'm sure, Chris, you've seen an adverse effect. If you're too stressed, or your team is too stressed, or whatever, you've seen an adverse effect. And I think that would be applicable to any business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One of the things, so I help individuals who are disabled, individuals who have, chronic conditions, whether it be, musculoskeletal type of conditions, but a lot of times gastrointestinal. And for example, I know in my life, I've seen this happen, and I know in my clients' lives, I've seen it a lot, that it's amazing to me that stress can truly manifest itself physically in our bodies. I mean, again, it's unbelievable to me how that can happen, but I've seen it firsthand. I've seen it with my clients as well. And again, when you're living, day after day in just an environment where stress is just weighing upon you each and every day, it is going to negatively impact your life. So definitely got to be careful with that. And again, I'd go back to B&I. Again, we have a lot of referral partners that we can lean on, folks that have a lot of different expertise in a lot of different areas who can help to relieve some of this. Again, we mentioned David Hand last week, bookkeeping, and saying, hey, let's take this off your table. I'm not an expert in bookkeeping, right? So I shouldn't try to handle that part, right? Let me get somebody who is an expert, go ahead and spend a few extra dollars to get them off my plate. Now I don't have to worry about it. Now I have more time. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we got Grace in our, you get a massage.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm telling you how big that can be for you. Go to Danielle and have her help with yoga and different things like that. Wonderful ways that way. And then, as you mentioned, we also have, so that's some of the ways that can help you individually, those two, Grace, Danielle, but there's also professionals in our group. Those are professionals as well, but there's other professionals in our group that can help you with, you're mentioning David, like a technical, or, we've got an electrical issue, Tom, all these different things. If those are the things that are causing you stress, deal with them. And that goes back to that point of like, don't put things off. One of the things I've realized about stress is sometimes the reason I'm stressing is because I'm not handling the problem at hand.
Right.
You know?
Maybe putting it off.
Yeah, just keep putting it off. Yeah. So, that's a big deal for us.
Yep. Then when the problem comes up and you've been stressing about it for a long time, and it comes up and you just keep stressing yourself out. I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's called ruminating.
Not healthy. It's not healthy.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Mentally or physically.
No. Yeah. So, it's hard. It's easy to say quit stressing. Mm-hmm. That's easy. It's hard to practice.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
One of the things I will say before we move on is give yourself a little bit of grace in that area. I think we're all, if you're running a business or you're leading or any of those things, I think that's going to be a part of it. And if you're always like, I got to get rid of the stress, that might not be the best way. So maybe relax a little, because it is a challenging thing. But we obviously know stress is not the recipe for us to be successful. All right, let's go to the sixth one. Thinking others are better than you. And I think what the author's getting at here is sometimes we may fail to start a project or to start a business or to start a new venture within our business because we have this mindset, you know what? The competition's too great. I don't really know what I'm doing, yada, yada, yada. And Shane, I'm going to throw this one to you because you talked about this in it, you know, in some ways about how, you know, you were kind of nervous in some areas. Do you relate to this? And then how did you get over it?
For sure. I relate to this really good, actually, because there is like a million screen companies throughout all three counties. I mean, I wouldn't say a million. It's a little exaggeration. But there's a lot of screen companies, and there's a lot of competition out there. And you have to worry about what you're going to charge the customer to be competitive with other people. And a lot of screen companies out there that's been there for a long time, they're getting material cheaper than you because you're a brand new company. So, for instance, I get a certain amount, a roll of screen for different prices at a company that's been busier than me, and it's hard for me to think that I'm not going to be as good as them. I'm not going to do as well as them. But as I learned over the years, and once I started getting busy, I started getting the same screen prices as they were getting. So in the beginning, I thought they were better than me because they were busier than me.
Yeah. So part of the way you combated that was A, you just dealt with the feeling, and B, you moved on, right? You
kept working. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll just mention a couple things. One is the Peter principle, the idea that you're going to continue to be elevated, whether it be, you know, in personal business or somebody else's business, whatever, until you reach that level of incompetence. So you kind of peak at a point in which you're not going to be able to do what you need to do. From our standpoint, I know I've had conversations with Stephanie, my wife, about this. It's that idea that you can sometimes as attorneys as in any field, but we feel like sometimes, hey, we're going to be found out. Like, we don't know all the answers. We don't know exactly how everything's going to play out. And again, all these kind of negative thoughts and negative feelings can hurt our productivity, can hurt our effectiveness with our clients. So instead of focusing on those things, I think it's important for us to focus on our strong points, focus on our strengths. And then let's put individuals in our lives around us who can help us bolster, right, our weaknesses, whatever those are. But that's important for us to make sure that we're looking and taking a true self-assessment. Hey, here are my strengths, but here are my weaknesses, and I do need some assistance with those weaknesses.
I agree wholeheartedly with what you said there, because one of the things that we deal with is a recovery program at Jericho, and we hear often, like, okay, what's your success rate?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a challenging question when you're dealing with recovery, because, okay, how are we going to define that?
Yeah.
You know? And one of the things that I've learned over the time is how I'm going to define that is this. Did I give everything I can to that individual? Did I give every tool to that individual that I possibly could for them to be successful?
Yeah.
And then if they chose to, great. If they chose not to, at the end of the day, if I did everything I could, you know, then I can go to bed, you know, I can sleep because I did my part.
Right.
So that's one of the ways I've combated that. And I would encourage whatever business or whatever field you're in, do everything you can,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be, you know, to set yourself as high as you possibly can. But at the end of the day, realize if you've given everything that you possibly mm-hmm. can, you know, results, let them lie where they lie. So,
yep.
Great. So let's move to this last one here. Waiting for the right time.
Yep.
Now, I think we would all agree that patience is important. I think we would all agree that, you know, if you go at things too fast, sometimes that can cause problems. But I think what we would also understand and agree with is that if all we're doing is waiting, 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 then that would turn back into what? Procrastination, mm-hmm. right? We just don't want to address it. So, Chris, start us out there. What's your thoughts with waiting and knowing when to move at the right time?
Yeah, I had to actually, this takes me back to a sermon I heard from a pastor that I had years ago. One of the message, the sermon series was called Someday Isle, ISLE, right? Someday Island, right? And it's this idea of someday I will fill in the blank, whatever that may be. And again, it's that idea of we're going to, you know, put it off and just not right now, but someday I will, whatever, you know, that may be. And so I think from our standpoint, waiting for the quote unquote right time, we're going to be waiting forever, right? I think this article even calls it a myth, right? The myth of this idea, well, there will be a right time and it's not now. Again, there's never going to be a perfect time for this. So do what you can to set yourself up to go ahead and move forward, just like Shane did. Again, a perfect example. Somebody who kind of took the bull by the horns, started doing some side things, worked his way up, built his client base and said, here we go, let's roll.
Yeah,
so
I think that's great. I think one of the things I'd like to add before we close it out here is that this idea, if you're waiting for the right time, and Chris already said it, you're never going to get there. Mm-hmm. There's never perfect scenarios and situations. Shane's already attested to that. It's hard. You got to dive in, and there's challenges to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, but one of the things I will say to this, is that once you continually take those pushes and say, you know what, I'm going to keep moving, what I have noticed in my own life is, even though I don't, you know, I realize there's never a right time, I start having the confidence to know, hey, I'm seeing the right things to know when to move. Mm-hmm. So instead of waiting for that, think of it as a runway. You know, you've got lights on both sides of that runway. And, you know, you're expecting, you know, everything to be perfect lined up. But as long as it's in that parameter, mm-hmm. if you will, okay, now I know to move. So I think it's a, you know, it comes with experience, comes with just trying and moving out. So anything you'd like to add there before we close up?
Well, the right time is always the right time. Mm-hmm. There's never a wrong time. You know, everybody's waiting for the right time, but the right time is now.
Good. Yeah. Very good. All right. So these seven things, let's hit them one more time and then we'll wrap up. Worrying things won't work. So don't do that if you want to succeed. Stop worrying about things not working. Two, putting things off, procrastinating. Three, half-hearted efforts. Four, giving up too soon. Five, stressing too much. Six, thinking others are better than you. Seven, waiting for the right time. So I'm going to do one last thing before we close out. We're going to post this on our Facebook group. Mm-hmm. It will happen at some point. And once that's posted and you hear it, if you've got one you would like to add, hey, here's something that I've learned, you know, a key that I've learned that I got to stop doing if I want to succeed. Post that. I'd love to hear those.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. So thank you all so much.
Andrew and Shane, thank you all so much for joining us for this episode of the Winning Edge Podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge Podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!